Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gotta ask Baldinger if this is his speed right now.
Brian Baldinger joins us right now, NFL Network. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian, you a big you a big Bryan Adams fan?
Massive. I love Bryan Adams. I saw him one time in concert in Buenos Aires, and he put on an unbelievable show.
What?
Yeah. I was with a buddy of mine, and we're walking by this concert hall, and we heard this music. And my friend was like, he was like a backstage medical guy for a lot of bands.
Of course.
And he happened to know the producer of the show, and he got us some backstage passes, and we went to see Bryan Adams in Buenos Aires. It was phenomenal. It was a great show.
Bryan, that is amazing.
Is Bryan Adams, is the backstage reputation, is it true?
Well, I can't speak to that. I mean, that was, I know that the beers flowed freely that night.
Yes.
And that was a good thing to enjoy the show. Buenos Aires has a lot of nice sights to see, and they were on display that night.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check it out. It's the Best Football Show. It's on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So you were on the station a few weeks ago, and you mentioned that Joe Flacco kind of showed what the Browns felt about the quarterback class. Then the Browns proceeded to go out and take two quarterbacks. Your thoughts about the Browns' plan, and if you know what the Browns' plan is at quarterback, could you help us out? Because we're all taking stabs here.
Well, I don't know what the plan is. I don't know why you would, you know, draft a quarterback with the 94th pick and then draft another one with the last name Sanders 50 picks later. I don't know why anybody would do that. So I don't know what the plan is. Dylan Gabriel is an accomplished quarterback. I think he's – I mean, I saw him at the Senior Bowl. He looked too small to me to be able to really be a factor at that position. I mean, there is some requirements height-wise, I think, to really be efficient. But, I mean, he's played 65 or 66 games in college. He was a really good player. But it's hard enough to – develop a rookie quarterback as it is, and then to draft two of them so close together, it's really kind of mystifying. So, I still don't understand it. And I was there in 2014 when, you know, they drafted Manziel, and you go out to practice out there in Berea, and it was a zoo. And, Mike Pettinetta, I don't know if he knew what he was doing with that atmosphere and dealing with that. And I'm not comparing any of these guys to, you know, Johnny Manziel, but I just know that if you want to try and accurately figure out is it Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, your number two or number three or whatever quarterback it is, it's a hard thing to do. It's hard to – there's only so many reps. There's only so many plays. There's just such little time to actually evaluate these guys. Kyle Shanahan said in San Francisco that he thought Brock Purdy was better than Trey Lance. It's 2 weeks into camp, and he couldn't do anything about it. I don't know how they're going to make this evaluation. I heard, you know, Kevin and Andrew talk about it, and they said, you know, we'll have a plan. But I don't know how you come up with a plan to figure out who's your best quarterback, who's your backup quarterback in this scenario right now.
Brian Baldinger with some strong comments to lead us off. I am curious, you know, where they go from here, because we got into it earlier in the show on what kind of a prospect Shedeur Sanders even was at this point. Now that we know that it seemed like nobody had a first round grade on him, and then he fell because of other stuff that didn't necessarily have to do with talent. So what does that buy him as a fifth round pick? Does the tie go to Dylan Gabriel? Does it go to Kenny Pickett? Does it go to Shedeur? What do they do in this scenario?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, moving that, you know, I was fired that question as soon as Shedeur was answered, was drafted on Saturday, and I didn't really have an answer then. I don't really have an answer now, honestly, guys. I mean, I want to be able to help you out and really kind of clear up the picture for everyone, because everyone's a little confused. I just know this, like, if Shedeur is going to make this team, if he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league, it has to start with his work ethic, you know, his commitment, his love of the game, all that stuff has to come through, and then the talent has to ultimately come through. And so you're going to find out, is he really an accurate quarterback? Can he throw the ball in Cleveland weather or Cincinnati weather or, you know, Baltimore weather in December, in January, when, you know, the wind's coming off the lake and everything else you got to deal with? Can you get it too? I know Joe Flacco can still throw a football. You know, is he still the best option at age 40? Like, it's kind of hard to believe. Like, that's what you're leaning on right now, but that's what they're leaning on. But it's not easy. It's not going to be an easy way to navigate here. They've made it difficult on themselves, I think, drafting both guys. But for Shedeur, like, you got to maximize every single rep. I told people he should – I think there's an Embassy Suites hotel right across the street from Berea there, or nearby. Like, he should check into the Embassy Suites, and he should just immerse himself in the playbook, getting to know the teammates, talking to Bill Musgrave every day, talking to Stefanski, really understanding the offense inside and out to give him the best opportunity to be – as good as possible, as quickly as possible.
Brian Baldinger joining us, Odyssey NFL Insider. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, yeah, I'm not blaming you for this, by the way, Brian, but you were like, I'd love to help you guys out. Like, there's nothing you can do. This is a terminal situation here, because it's kind of like you're finding the nice way to tell us you're going to have to look for your quarterback in 2026, because this seems to be untenable. Is that possible?
It's possible. I mean, look, the statistics say that how many third-round or fifth-round quarterbacks become starters and bona fide starters. You're in a division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, you know, and we're in a division for a long time with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, those are three of the best quarterbacks that we've seen, you know, in the last 20 years. And so, you know, Cleveland's been searching for theirs. You know, and look, I mean, Baker's still in the league, and, you know, some guys have had some success. But if you're telling me you're going to find a third-round or a fifth-round quarterback to be the leader that Joe Burrow and Lamar is, like, I'd say, you know, that there's no chance of that happening. You got to get those guys to the top of the draft. There's a reason why these guys get scrutinized so hard, so that they don't fall through the cracks. Now, it does happen. Kirk Cousins became a starter in the fourth round, and Brock Purdy is going to get paid an awful lot of money to be the last player taken in the seventh round, and we know what Tom Brady did. But, you know, the chance of those happening are not great. Now, maybe Shedeur is going to be the outlier, and or Dylan is. Who knows? And that'd be a great thing for all Cleveland Brown fans. But, all, you know, every single statistic say that's far from happening.
Brian Baldinger with us. So, eventually, the Browns in the first round, when they traded out, got Mason Graham. What'd you think of them passing up on Travis Hunter, but also getting that first round pick out of Jacksonville the following year?
Well, I mean, that, you know, you could debate the trade. The trade will, we won't know for 2 years, maybe 3 years. Mason Graham's a quality player, going to step in, start right away, at least be in the defensive tackle rotation. He's going to help them. The first round pick next year, maybe that helps them in the quarterback hunt next year if things don't go well this year. But that's always good if you stockpile an extra first-round pick. You know, because maybe they didn't have a great plan for Travis Hunter. I thought being with all those guys from Jimmy Haslam to Stefanski to Andrew out there in Boulder, Colorado, a couple weeks ago, I was at that pro day, and I thought the Browns really fell in love with Travis Hunter. But, you know, maybe Jacksonville, and maybe they did. Maybe they still love him. But maybe the offer from Jacksonville is so great that they just couldn't turn it down. And so we'll see. We'll see how Jacksonville uses him. I think he's a dynamic player, and I would want him on my team. And I'd love to use him both ways from every standpoint. I think the fans are going to love the guy. I think he loves football like nobody else loves football. And I think he's super talented. So I would want him on my team. But, you know, the trade is a good trade. I think it could – trades actually do benefit both teams sometimes. So you have to wait a couple of years to see how it plays out, see what they do with that first-round pick next year, and to see the picks they got this year. You know, we'll see how that plays out. But you have to usually wait 2 years to see how it unfolds.
So we've been doing this 13 years here at this station, and one of the things that I've tried to learn over the time is just because there's players that, yeah, I definitely don't like and I don't want the Browns to take. And there's also players that maybe just because I haven't seen them or haven't seen them as much or don't know as much about them, that doesn't make them bad players. Because I think so many times we haven't heard of some guys and all of a sudden we think that they're duds. And Carson Schwessinger fell into that second category because, yeah, I watched a handful of UCLA football games, but I can't tell you that I sat there expanding and talking about all the great things that Carson Schwessinger does. You like this pick, though, for the Browns. You think he's going to be a very good fit, Brian?
Yeah, I do like him. I mean, it's a one-year production now, so, you know, what happened the other 2 years. But he looks like he's just dripping with instincts. And I don't know what JOK's future is, you know, with that neck injury that he sustained. I mean, he was a dynamic player in Jim Schwartz's scheme. But this guy is this guy gets to the football. He's big. He plays fast. I don't know how fast he actually is. But he plays very fast. He's all over the place. I mean, I think he's a really good player. To see him taken, you know, maybe at, you know, the first pick of the second round, probably had him a little higher than what a lot of people had him at. I thought there were some good linebackers, you know, Jalen Walker and Jahad Campbell. I mean, he's picked two picks behind Jahad Campbell. I didn't really have him that high. But I think he's a really good player. And I know one defensive coordinator that I'm pretty close with loved him. He went all the way out to, you know, to Southern California, met with him, loved him. I knew that this particular team was very interested in him. I don't know if they would have taken him this high in the second round. But regardless, I think he could be a day one starter for the Browns. I think Schwartzy will really like him.
I wanted to ask you about somebody who we in Northeast Ohio certainly watched a lot of, Harold Fannin Jr. An interesting pick because he's so young and hasn't had a ton of time at tight end. His running style is considered a little awkward, and yet all I saw against Texas A&M and Penn State was him running away from defenders.
Well, I mean, there's the game speed, and you know, there's you know, everybody is built a little bit different. I mean, this was a good draft for tight ends, and Harold was right there in the middle of it. I know some teams that met with him that did not like him. I mean, just flat out, we're not a fan. And but you know, he was very highly touted. And look, that offensive coordinator, or that head coach at Bowling Green, is now the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. And so there was a great connection there. Philadelphia was looking at a tight end. I know they were interested in Harold. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, Njoku has been injured, missed some time. Tight end is a position of need, I think. And so he's going to get a great opportunity in an offense that Kevin Stefanski has always featured two tight ends. So he's going to get an opportunity right away to get on the field.
The running backs at Ohio State this year have been compared basically throughout, and the Browns took one. I can't really argue big time because the one they took was really good at Ohio State. My alma mater, I like Travion Henderson a little bit more because I thought he was more versatile. What do you make for the differences in those guys, and did the Browns make the right pick?
Well, I mean, Quinshon's a bigger back. You know, he's just bigger and more powerful. And so, you know, one guy is 20 pounds heavier than the other. They're both equally as fast for the most part. I would say Trevion catches the ball a little bit better, but Quinshon's got incredible balance. And maybe that was because he was a great skateboarder. I myself never will be seen on a skateboard. I don't have that kind of balance. But, you know, the guy's got tremendous balance. I've seen him, some of his workouts that he does. Like, I don't know how he stays on these, you know, these objects that he's balancing on. But they got taken at, what, 36 and 38? I mean, these guys were neck and neck, and they split reps. I thought they helped each other out, to be honest with you, because Trevion was a four-year starter. Quinshon, a three-yard, I think, this year. The way they balanced the 16-game schedule that they had to win the national championship, they split reps. And sometimes Quinshon got hot early in games, and he got the bulk of the carry. Sometimes it was Trevion. I don't know exactly how they divvied it up, but I think they both helped each other out. I think Cleveland, you know, they got the first choice, and they said, you know, we're going to take the bigger back. And so they took Quinshon.
Final one from me. Starting the season, who would be your starting quarterback for the Browns?
Well, I guess, you know, just because he had a good run 2 years ago, it would be Joe Flacco. That'd be my guess right now, that Joe is going to end up being the starter. He probably won't get a ton of work and reps just because of all of his experience, and played decently at times in Indianapolis last year. And I think he was 5-1 as the starter in Cleveland before that playoff loss. So that's my guess. It's going to be Joe Flacco at age 40.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL.
Baldy, we've been asking it all week, so we got to go to you. You seem like such an authority on football things. What about gorilla things? What do you think about 100 men, determined men, going up against one gorilla?
What is this all about? I don't know this.
He's
too busy watching tape. So there's a big internet argument out there, and like we asked it yesterday, we were full phone lines. Everybody wanted to get in about this. That somebody said that 100 men, grown men, fit men, could beat one gorilla. Yeah. I said I believe it to be true. Do you believe 100 men, it's taken America by storm, do you believe 100 men could beat one gorilla to the death?
I got to believe that you just swarmed that gorilla like bees, that they could take down the gorilla. Although I have great respect for gorilla strength. I've seen some, obviously we've all seen some videos of what they're capable of doing. I'd say 100 men could do it.
See, I think the same thing. Brian, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Yeah. All right, guys. You bet. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Brian.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baldinger, NFL Network, Odyssey, NFL Insider. You can find him with his brand new show, The Football Show, The NFL Show. It is on the free Odyssey app. You have to check it out because he's a true football guy.
Right there, you could tell who's...
Brian Baldinger knows his football.
Who's eternally online and who's actually in the lab breaking down the film. How about when he...
It's the best football show, by the way. It's called The Best Football Show.
How about him saying right off the bat, he doesn't know what the Browns' plan is. He doesn't understand why they did what they did at quarterback.
That's Brian Baldinger with us momentarily.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said he didn't know the plan. He said as quickly as possible. Did he say that? Is that what he said?
I don't know. I was yelling at you guys to pay attention.
Well, because we were talking to Baskin about something. I'm sorry. That was Brian Baldinger, though. Damn it, don't put my business out there like that. They wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have said anything.
What are you talking about? You've been all over the place today. At least you're not doing your
apps
anymore.
Well, yeah, because I thought I was getting ripped off. Now I'm not getting ripped off. Apparently, it's a giant outage. But you guys want AI to do everything for us.
I'm doing a giant outage right now of you.
Great. Just have AI do everything, huh? Great. Excellent. Well done. Won't ruin society at all.
I want ChatGPT to figure out who our starting quarterback is.
We might have a better chance with ChatGPT than we would with the Browns.
Or even saying it.
ChatGPT did know that Shador was going to be the pick.
He says...
They did know it.
Actually, that's true.
Which is hilarious.
That's actually a really good point.
So, Baldinger, before anybody hears that, what they just heard coming out of the break from Baldinger and just assumes he's some Browns hater, it sounded like he loved the Browns draft picks. Sounded like he loved them.
Well, he felt the same way. I think everybody feels that Dillon Gabriel is a giant reach. I think that he doesn't understand Shador Sanders at number 14 after a giant reach. He says he doesn't know the plan. Do you have a plan right now? How would if Anthony Lyman coached the Cleveland Browns or were in charge of the Cleveland Browns, because that's a question in its own right, Lord, what would your plan be? Because right now I'm saying Joe Flacco's my starter until proven different.
Am I wrong? It feels like they made it harder on themselves by doing what they did with Gabriel.
I feel like they need to have a quarterback competition with a caveat. Joe Flacco is not included in the quarterback competition.
He doesn't even have to come to training camp.
You have a quarterback competition with the other three guys, and if none of them prove that they can be the starting quarterback of this team, then Joe just gets to be it.
All right, but then what are we doing with the two rookies? Because it seems counterproductive to keep both those guys on the roster. Now, I know you could be saying, well, it's the Browns. Five quarterbacks are going to play anyway every year.
Yeah.
But I also feel like the two of them are going to cancel each other out and be an impediment.
I understand what you're saying, but I need that old man to prove the job, prove that he's worth it. So he's going to be a part
exactly
of it too.
Who Joe Flacco is. I don't need anything proved.
But I think we all do. We know what he's been. I need to see when the wheels are going to come off, because the wheels could be off. I know they eventually come off anyway, and we feel that they're tight. They might not be there
the
right now.
The wheels have come off on him three or four times.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying.
It's new wheels. They last for three games.
He has to be able to show that the wheels aren't fully off right now, because I got to start the season with the best quarterback. Regardless of what anybody's talking about, I got to start the season with the guy that gives me the best chance to win. So I'm going to give Joe the chance to prove that he shouldn't be the quarterback. Because they could all go out there and Joe could end up sucking up I don't think he will, right? But there is the chance that he could go out there and he could suck up the room, and even the veterans on the team are going to be like, I don't know if this is the same guy we had a couple of years ago. You can't rule that out. So Joe's going to practice. Joe's going to be the starter. Other guys can prove that they can go up and take the job, but Joe's going to have to prove that he doesn't deserve the job anymore. And the only thing he would be able to do is that prove that he's rickety, and then that's the end of it. And that, to me, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, in any order you want, because to me, it's a great three-headed monster about who could do it. One of them could end up doing it. One of them could end up taking it. They all have their different chops. I mean, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. He was. I know none of us believe that now. We all look at it. I think that a lot of us look at Kenny Pickett like he was a fifth-round pick. He was number 20 overall. He was a first-round pick. Dylan Gabriel was a stretch. Certainly, you could say Kenny was a stretch. I think a lot of people would at this moment. Shedeur Sanders definitely fell way further than he should have. So they're all over the map right now. One of the young guys got to prove it. Kenny's only 26.
Are we letting draft positioning 26? Influence our thoughts on these young guys, especially Gabriel?
We haven't seen them in practice. How could we not?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. if you flip-flop it, if he goes fifth in fifth round and Shedeur goes third round, I don't think we're having any of these conversations.
I got a bunch of people tweeting at me saying, well, you can't.
He's not in the mix if he goes in the fifth round.
We have a bunch of callers and a bunch of tweeters saying, you guys are focused way too much on where they're drafted. No, that's where I have to focus on where they're at, because they haven't had a chance to prove anything to me in front of my eyes.
One of them won't be able to do that until next week. Up a hill, the other one didn't.
Yeah, so I can only talk about what I've seen. So okay, well, I guess Shedeur is closing the gap then, because he's a fifth round pick. He's closing the gap now. On Dylan Gabriel.
Let's be honest. You can dismiss it as a gimmick, whatever. Smart to get here.
Hell yeah.
Smart to start working out.
Hell yeah. Because I think it starts a conversation with the people. The people who hate him, there's nothing they can do. And I got Facebook friends who hate his guts. I can't help those folks. They're just going to hate him until he goes out there and he plays on the football field. But the ones who are open-minded, okay, maybe that, hey, he's here in town. He got here in town, went to Browns Fit, working out on the hill. A lot of people seem to be working out on that hill. All right, worked out on the hill. Let's see what he's got. The people who love him, love him. They think that that's a great thing. Great. So he's galvanized his own audience and his own fan base. That's fine. But until they actually go out there and practice starting next week, third-round pick's a third-round pick. A fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick. That's where I got to hold them to it. Once they get the OTAs and minicamp, and once they really get the training camp, that's when we're really paying attention to it. Then we can start to take away third-round pick, fifth-round pick stuff. Because then it'll just become, is Shedeur that much better than Dylan Gabriel, or is Dylan Gabriel that much better than Shedeur? Is Kenny Pitt better than both of them, worse than both of them? And where does Joe fit in the mix? Got four guys there. I mean, and Deshaun Watson, if you want to get nuts. You want to get nuts?
I thought we could make it more than two straight shows without that reference.
Didn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
You guys talking about me behind my back.
Was it two?
It was. Wait, which reference? Are you talking about the quarterback or the nuts part?
And I think you know what we're talking about.
Which one? Say it.
You threw another quarterback into the competition I don't think we're going to see this year.
No, we're not.
Why'd you throw him in there then?
Because it was silly, and I wanted to be silly.
You did say if you
want to
get nuts.
I said if you want to get nuts. I thought you were talking about that. I go, do I say that often? If you wanted to get stupid, let's get stupid. You throw him in there if you want to. I got people on the internet. Well, the people on the internet love to say anything. They like to say that one gorilla can beat up 100 men, which is not true.
They just keep throwing the humans in the simulations really high up in the air, and I just don't think that's a good use of the gorilla's energy.
Would a gorilla win this quarterback competition right now?
Who would win? Four quarterbacks or a gorilla for quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, not in a two-to-the-death fight, which I want to point this out. The internet, especially social media, is full of tough guys. And then when there's actually something you can commit to, like beating a gorilla, 100 of you at once, none of you want to be tough guys. It defines the internet. Everybody's a keyboard warrior until it's time to go fight a gorilla.
You think the gorillas are being given too much respect?
Yes!
Right now?
Yes! One gorilla, 100 grown men.
We can finally agree on something, Ken.
Thank you.
Absolutely agree with you.
100 guys. Yes, 100 guys at once. Yes, there will be people who die. I don't understand why people can't accept that people will die during the Enterprise. They will die.
Yeah.
You will have a memorial in downtown Cleveland, if it's held in Cleveland. You will have a memorial in downtown Cleveland to the 15 souls that died trying to beat the gorilla. And you will have 85 or so that get to go on a ticker tape parade through the streets of downtown Cleveland, that they got to beat the gorilla.
Can they do that knowing how many families have been impacted by the mass death, the mass casualties involved in this? Or are they going to say they knew what they were doing? They signed up for it.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Save the world by beating the gorilla. Because if the gorilla's beating 100 men, then who knows how many more men the gorilla could beat. Then the gorilla could become taking over Cleveland. Then the gorilla could take over the state of Ohio. Then there's no we don't know when the gorilla could stop. So if 100 guys can take out of a gorilla, yeah, there's going to be some deaths. Some of you ain't coming back.
I think all they're going to do is scale the terminal tower. That's all they'll really do.
Yep.
And what are they going to do from up there?
Drop 100 softballs on it.
216, that's happened before.
That's happened.
So if you went to the Guardians game last night, which got delayed for hours, you have yourself a chance to go see another Guardians game. Now, there will be more information coming out later on today that will hopefully send out some information. Hopefully, they'll send out an email. That's why we didn't get an email last night, hopefully. Last night, the Guardians did win 2-1. Kyle Manzardo hit a bing bong. They ended up winning 2-1, got a nice win, finally, because the last...
Top of the ninth. Two bing and a bong, half, Walker off.
Two and a half games were terrible. So they got one in the bottom of the ninth, and they ended up winning, and everything was great.
Class A had a nice ninth, right? Nice.
Gave up a hit, but fine.
Class A's 4-0 this year, guys. He's got the most wins on the team.
Are we going back to 2022 or 2023 where we were debating?
Well, I heard somebody talking about him the other day, and they were like, he had a season for the ages last year, and it's really hard to follow that up. He's not had a bad year this year.
Yes.
It's just not on the level of what the best year of his career was.
So is his shoulder fine now?
I don't know.
And a hush came over the room?
I am not a doctor, Ken.
Are they?
Doctors are doctors.
Well, his shoulder was hurt, or he was experiencing soreness.
Yeah.
All it took was little bit of rest?
Only Class A can answer that one.
So has he lost the closer role officially,
no,
or no?
No.
He's
stop.
More the guy that goes and gets the win in the ninth.
Well, you wouldn't know because they've been getting their asses handed to him for the last 3 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know they haven't made like a declaration, but...
No, God, no. Anyway, back to the business at hand here. If you went to the game, if you scanned in, yes, I'm assuming if you scanned in. Let me read this.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think we knew about it because we're just seeing a screenshot, right, that Joe Noga put up.
This is from Joe Noga of the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com.
And it's a picture of the scoreboard.
And it's a scoreboard, and it says, fans, thank you for your patience as we have navigated the forecasted inclement weather this evening. Oh, that's a sentence. We apologize for the lengthy delay. To show our appreciation for fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who were in attendance tonight will receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow.
So if you scanned in and left early, here's your make good. If you scanned in and you stayed the whole time, thank you for staying.
And you
have
also
another
get a,
game.
Yeah, and you also get a ticket. So
awesome.
You get two games of baseball. Hopefully this one starts on time and there's no...
Or
if there's a rain delay, actually there's rain.
And imagine if you also got a free ticket because you got the screws put to you for what happened earlier in the season.
Yeah. Well, what if you used...
With the cable situation.
What if the game that you chose was last night's game?
Ooh.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
And maybe just...
It's a pay it forward ticket.
Maybe just give up on the going to the ballpark in 2025 and start anew in 2026. That's two in a row right there for you that's going against you. All right, what's your plan then? If Brian Baldinger can't give us a plan, what's your plan?
Oof.
I'm just starting Joe Flacco until they prove me otherwise. Until he proves... that he's too old and that those guys can prove that one of them can take the job.
Yeah,
from him.
I guess here's the one issue, because I was with you. I've been with you throughout. Like, yeah,
prove
makes sense.
Me.
Makes sense to field, you know, the football team you want to field, have Joe Flacco, you know, try to approach the offense that you saw in the final, you know, month and a half of the season when they went to the playoffs. See if it's still there. But when I hear everybody talking about, isn't the goal really just to get the quarterback in the following round or get the highest pick you can? And I know it's crazy to do that because guys are going to lose jobs and that's so far from now. People, Kenny, in our audience, they're not going to be here a year from now. What do they care about waiting for a year? But what is the point of not trying to get the most out of either the two rookies you took this year or Kenny Pickett? I mean, I didn't want Kenny Pickett. You didn't want Kenny Pickett. I didn't want Dylan Gabriel. You didn't want Dylan Gabriel.
Kenny,
seemed like the people in Cleveland did not want these guys.
Does Kenny Pickett give you the best chance to win?
I don't think he's good. So no. But what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying, and what Browns, I think you're saying is heresy.
When the Browns went and make that move, what was it, a fifth-round pick to get him?
Uh-huh.
They're taking a flyer to see if they can extract anything they can out of him.
So, you're just
so how are you doing that if he's not playing?
So you're telling me I should just face facts and say that this season's going to be a lost season already?
I think we kind of knew that already. Vegas thinks that right now. They certainly do.
Well, Vegas thinks they think
you're
a lot of things.
You're tied for the second
So everything
lowest
I knew is based on Vegas.
Super Bowl odds. It's you. It's the Giants number one, and it's you and what, Tennessee?
Are you betting on them right now?
I'm talking about the reality that Kevin Stefanski has to deal with. That's what I'm talking about here, man. They got to try to win football games. Who gives you the best chance to win football games off the top of your head? Turn on your mic. Let's go around the room. Mitch is in the other room. Go around the room. Who gives you the best chance to win football games right now?
It's probably Flacco.
Okay. Owen.
It's probably Flacco.
It's probably Flacco. So
Flacco.
Mitch, all right. Well done.
He didn't say probably. He just said
he
Flacco.
He said Flacco.
Flacco.
Four out of four guys on this show say Flacco. If he's the best guy that gives you a chance to win, then as of right now, he's your starter for the season. Guys, it's
but
simple.
But then I get to
it's
what's
simple.
The point of that?
But that's
what
also
is the point?
The point of it is that you get to save the people in charge because you can't guarantee that they will be here after even after a bad season. I know there's been plenty of big brain people saying, oh, they don't have to worry about 2025. 2026, they'll still be back. You don't know what's going to happen in December. Did we think that Sashi Brown was going to get canned before he got canned? No. That was a surprise. Hugh Jackson, they intended on keeping him, and everybody was complaining that Hugh Jackson was still here. They fired Hugh Jackson during the season. That's exactly what they did. So you can't guarantee a damn thing. So you have to try to win. Plus, you have guys who you've grown too close to. I know that nobody's probably seen Joe Bitonio out in public and have hung out with Joel Bitonio or know Joel Bitonio. Okay, Kevin Stefanski has. You owe it to your veterans, damn it. You got to be able to look those guys in the eye and tell them that this quarterback is better than they are or better than the one that they want.
There wouldn't be some edict.
It has to be a known thing.
Would there be, is there any chance there'd be an edict from the front office? Like, we have to see these guys to see what they have.
Yeah, once the season coach. Once the season gets out of control.
Okay.
Do you think that, because I don't think that Joe Flacco is going to finish the year. I think that probably the wheels will come off.
No, I probably,
when the
yeah.
wheels come off, then the other guys can start. It's up, if you want a competition, damn it, make it a competition. Go take the job away from them. That's competition. Go take it. And if you can't take it, I'm not putting you out on the field. Prove it to yourself. Okay. Prove it to the coaches. And most importantly, prove it to the vets. Prove it to your teammates. Prove it to Denzel and Joel and Miles Garrett and all the other guys. Especially a guy like Miles Garrett who's been completely disenchanted with this entire experience.
I mean,
and it's basically back for money and money only.
That's going to be the other thing.
Prove it to him.
We're going to be monitoring. We're not just going to be monitoring the play from the quarterbacks come training camp. We're going to be gauging body language. We're going to be gauging camaraderie.
Can't
Who
wait.
Are they rallying
Can't
behind?
Can't wait.
It was goodbye language day for Shador.